the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Charles Krauthammer passed away in June of 2018. Now, before he died, him and his son, Daniel, wrote a book titled The Point of It All, A Lifetime of Great Loves and Endeavors. I had a chance to chat with Daniel and see what his thoughts would be about what his father would think after the passing of George H.W. Bush.
You know, we have a lot to be thankful for in having him. And I was, when I heard the news of his passing, I went back and read some columns my dad had written about him and found one that he wrote in 92, right after he lost the election. And he wrote something that I think was just so prescient at a time when people were kind of piling on and criticizing President Bush. He said that, like, even though he lost an election, that's not history's judgment. And it wasn't a failed presidency. It was a completed presidency, is what my dad wrote. And that he was called upon to do two great things for this country, to close out the Cold War on favorable terms and to stop Saddam Hussein's aggression in the Persian Gulf. And he did those brilliantly. And I think my dad had this very deep sense of history. And he wrote almost poetically that, you know, George Bush, like other great figures who had completed their task, like Churchill or Truman, his turn in history was over, but that we should all be thankful for that.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com or go to Facebook at USA Radio as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, lions and tigers and bears and bulls and donkeys and elephants. Oh, my! Welcome, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. All right. We have quite a lot to cover on today's program. The stack that's in front of me is large, insurmountable amounts of prep for today's program. I'm going to talk about the markets as a whole and the volatility and up, down, sideways, backwards, forwards. What did the Fed say? What did it mean? You know what? I want to talk about one of the funniest things I heard this past week. It turned into a headline. It turned into a headline. Fed warns that a particularly large plunge in market prices is possible if risks materialize. Oh, thank you, Jerome Powell. Thank you, Fed. We're going to have you step up and have you claim your Master of the Obvious Award. Hey, seriously, that's like a meteorologist coming up and saying, well, you know, if certain conditions materialize and this happens, then we're going to have a hurricane or then we're going to have a tornado. Well, of course. You're not telling us anything that we don't already know. Yet that turns into a headline because we're here to scare people. So the Fed comes out this past week and says, well, you know, maybe a little bit lower than neutral as far as inflation targets are concerned. And stock market races through the roof, up 600 points. Well, what do you think about the markets, Chris? It was up 600 points today. You know what I thought? I yawned. I don't care. What in the world does a one-day movement in the stock market mean to me? What does it mean to my clients? Nothing. Zip, zero, zilch, nada. We've been talking about the markets and where they're positioned and valuations for some time here on the program. And we try really, really hard here to get people to understand what the markets are and how they can serve you. Letting the market be your servant rather than you being its servant. Where you're chasing the latest headline from Jerome Powell or what the Fed is going to do next or the briefcase indicator back from the 1990s. What if I was to tell you today? What if I was to tell you today that, in my opinion, I have a hunch that the markets could drop another few thousand points. The Dow could go down another few thousand points. What would you think? Would you go out and go to your 401k, go to your retirement accounts and start raising cash, start selling things? Because if you did do that, you're not getting it. You're not getting it. I say I've got a hunch. I think the markets are gonna. I think they're gonna take a nosedive. I think there's way too many geopolitical issues out there. There's way too much stuff going on, and I think the markets are due to go down another 3,000 points at this point in time. What would you do? Hopefully, if you're like the rest of our clients. Nothing. Nothing different than what you are doing right now. You want to know why? I could be wrong. I could be wrong. What if the markets don't go down by 3,000 points? And hey, what if they do? There's a lot of good that can be had if markets go down by 3,000 points. Especially if you have a portfolio that has a lot of dividend stocks in there and it's paying you to own these and you're reinvesting down at a lower level, averaging every single month, that 3,000 point drop could be a heyday for you. Could it not? Or are you going to try to guess? You're going to try to guess what's going to happen next. You're going to get on that stupid hamster wheel that most of America gets on. And that's why most of Americans and their portfolios, they do it by themselves. They try to guess or they listen to some idiot stockbroker out there. They lose. They lose. Remember that rant that Gordon Gekko had on Wall Street where he was telling Bud Fox. They were at the club. They were at his little squash club there. And he says, I don't throw darts at a board, bud. I bet on sure things. I went off on that rant. Talking about that, he's saying that investors and fund managers out there are sheep, and sheep get slaughtered. Well, listen, one thing I can tell you, okay, that was a movie. Gordon Gekko got his information through insider information. So, yeah, he can invest in sure things until he got caught. There's other types of sure things. One of the sure things is never betting on the end of the world, because it's going to only happen one time, and then what? What's the big deal? And letting high-quality companies that pay dividends, compound yields over time, turn your portfolio into a winner over time. Rule number one, rules of the road, Markowski Investments, compounding is the royal road to riches. Rule number two, don't lose money. And what I mean by don't lose money is that when, hey, you know what, the markets get a little hectic out there and your portfolio drops, but you own nothing but high quality companies, you don't run for the hills. Oh, I got to sell everything now. I'm going to sell everything and I got to buy one of Glenn Beck's safes and seed banks and put a bunker in my backyard because he told me so, and I'm going to start canning food now. Now, when stocks are down, especially you've got a high-quality portfolio paying dividends, guess what? You're reinvesting those dividends. You're buying more shares of the company you already like that's got great fundamentals at a lower level. Which leads us to rule number three. You can tie them together. Invest like a multimillionaire or billionaire. You think they freak out when the markets drop? Do you? You think they are freaking out? Oh, I know all those big investors and hedge fund guys that you see on CNBC. How do you think they make their money? They've got one portfolio that all their clients put their money into, and they get paid based upon their guesses. And they raise money based upon their profile. So, yeah, they're going to go in and out of things. You think Buffett is sitting at a Quotron with his E-Trade account or his Ameritrade account going in and out when the markets drop? Which, again, leads us to the next rule. Rule number four, buy assets on sale. Look for deals. Some people ask me, well, okay, Chris, we see all these issues coming up on the road. That's stuff that I've talked about over the course of the week on my daily program, whether it be the Ukraine, whether it be trade issues, whether it be Russia. There's a myriad of things that are out there. There's a lot of scary stuff, and you take a look at the headlines out there, like tech crash echo. It's beginning to feel a lot like 2000. Yeah, you're right. In some respects, there are. New York Times, for the U.S. economy, storm clouds on the horizon. There are always storm clouds on the horizon. They're always there. They're always there. And you know what? The interesting thing is that there's sometimes clouds and issues that you don't even see. Anybody see that stock market crash 1987 coming? No. They still parade people out there. They're called a market crash in 87. They guessed right. They had no idea. Let me tell you what. Go back in time. Here, I played this game before here on the program. It's called My Crystal Ball. My Crystal Ball, right? I have this crystal ball here at Markowski Investments. Have this crystal ball, and I'm looking into my crystal ball, and you know what? I see all of these things that are going to happen. all of these things that I'm going to have. And you know what? You know what? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you all of these things that are going to happen when we get back from the break, of course. Don't go anywhere. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our website. Get there. Take advantage of all the great stuff we have. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Again, if you are freaking out over the direction of the markets and what's going to happen next, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong, and we'll get into that in a little bit. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back. And I'm not feeling right. All I wish
is to be alone. Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
All those traditional fantasies about retirement involve walking out of the workplace, whole new world, you got a vineyard, lots of golf, family time, social groups, all these stuff that you were dreaming of doing. Yep, the money and energy to enjoy it are all there, right? Well, maybe not so much. The picture today shaping up very, very differently. Over 50% of Americans of working age households are at risk of not maintaining their standard of living in retirement. That's right, much less board that fantasy cruise. With lifespans increasing, pensions dwindling, crafting a realistic retirement plan is not what it used to be. News stories and several research studies warn of a looming retirement crisis. That's what we're warning you about. You want to enjoy the type of retirement that you always dreamed of? Well, what you need to do is you need to get to our website. Get to WatchdogOnWallStreet.com and download our free white paper on the retirement crisis. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. I'm feeling old here. I wrote a column about my crystal ball over 20 years ago. 20 years. Oh, boy. I'm dusting off the crystal ball here. Dusting it off here, and I'm going to look into it. I'm going to tell you what's up. What the crystal ball is telling me is going to happen. All right. Interest rates. A lot of talk about interest rates, and everyone is worried. I know Jerome Powell came out this past week. Then we came out this past week and said, well, you know, inflation's a little bit lower than neutral. But I'm telling you, things are going to get bad fast. And it's going to get out of control. It's going to get out of control. Interest rates measured by the prime rate, we're going to see them climb to close to 20%. I know you think I'm crazy. 20%. Also, we're going to have some issues moving forward, and I know we've got really, really low unemployment right now, but I'm here to tell you over the next couple of years, unemployment is going to be at 13%. Going to be some issues out there. Businesses are going to start to fail. We're going to have some banking issues as well. Terrorism is going to run rampant. We're going to see a major stock market correction. And over the next several years, I don't know if it's going to be this president or next president, one of them is going to get shot. Now, if I have this crystal ball that's telling the future, that sees all of this, how many people out there right now would want to invest? If you knew that my crystal ball was accurate, you knew. Somehow, Markowski's got this magical crystal ball. You would be on the phone, you'd hang up, if you're in your car, you'd stop your car, you'd pull off to the side, and you'd do like Duke and Duke, the Duke brothers from Trading Places. Sell, Mortimer, sell! You'd start selling everything. What if I were to tell you that my crystal ball doesn't tell the future, tells the past? All of those events that I told you about occurred between 1979 and 1989. During that period of time, the Dow went from 838 to 2,753, an average of 18% a year. 18% a year. All of those terrible things happening over that period of time. Thoughts? Again, all of the wizards of smart on CNBC and economists and journalists that don't have a clue. Don't have a clue. I could give you a litany of bad things that could happen. You know what? The markets could go up. I could give you a litany of great things that could happen. You know what? The markets could go down. And you take a look at current economic conditions. Ultra low unemployment. Interest rates at very, very low levels. Consumer confidence through the roof. Business confidence through the roof. Yet the markets are skittish. Why? It is what it is. And a long time ago, I learned this. I learned this that you cannot control it. You deal with it. You deal with the terrain. There's a scene. See, I just popped into my head. Again, how my mind works. Did you ever see the movie Summer Rental with John Candy? I love that movie. I really did. It's a great film. Well, so many different parts of the movie are funny. But John Candy is learning how to sail. And Scully, the guy who's got the seafood restaurant, the Barnacle, is teaching him how to sail. And he's telling John Candy about the ocean. And how, you know, you can't control the ocean. You got to learn to dance with the ocean and move with the ocean. It's the same thing that holds true with the markets. Now, knowing this, some of you might be saying, well, if the markets go down, what am I going to do? I need that money. Well, there's a problem right then and there. If you have to go to your portfolio to live on. If you're having to sell positions to live on, you're doing it wrong. Those positions should already be sold. They should be in cash and cash equivalents. Various different structured products and things that you can do to protect yourself. Buffers. Buffers. Anybody remember Willie Cheechy? Godfather 2, remember the mobster? He's in front of the congressional panel, and they're asking him about who's given the order and whether Michael Corleone told him to kill people. And he's like, buffers. The family's got a lot of buffers. You got to put buffers up in your portfolio. Any type of capital that you're going to have to utilize for whatever it may be over a five-year period of time needs to be in cash and cash equivalents. So when the market gets nuts, and it's going to get nuts, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, you don't even think twice about it. It doesn't bother you. You act like a Markowski Investments client. You yawn. Ugh, no big deal. That's how things need to be handled. Even at some of the more darker times, the darkest times we saw back in 2008, 2009, as scary as it was, the people that kept their head, oh my Lord merciful, did they do well. Get your financial plan done the right way. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, Watchdog on WallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great, great things there available at the website, Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Saying goodbye to an old friend.
George Bush was a charter member of the greatest generation. His incredible service to our nation and the world are already etched in the marble of time.
Former Secretary of State James Baker at George H.W. Bush's funeral, Baker also talks about Bush 41's dedication to public service.
Congressman, ambassador to China and to the United Nations, director of the CIA, and vice president. He became one of our nation's finest presidents.
Bush will be laid to rest later today at the presidential library that bears his name at Texas A&M University. The House approved the short-term stopgap spending bill to avoid a partial government shutdown. The bill now heads to the Senate. The stopgap bill does fund the government through December 21st. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia.
Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. Silver ball. A little pinball wizard there, the Who. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. All right. This next story I want to get into. Next facts I want to get into. I'm probably going to, I'm going to scare a lot of our new listeners, scare the crap out of many of our new listeners. We're always adding new affiliates here to the program, and I'm excited. They've been piling on as of late. And I may tick off some of our, well, older senior citizen listeners. I, you know what? Again, like I said, this program, I'm not here to kiss anyone's buttocks. We don't do that. No spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down. We give you reality. We give you reality. Equal opportunity bashing on all the time. It is what it is. Now, want a fact? Over the past 10 years, payouts for Social Security have increased by an average of 1.66% per year, now, according to the Social Security Administration. 2019, though, bada boom, bada bing, the increase is going to be 2.8% to keep up with inflation. Now, that doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but it is. Okay, that's, 70% higher than expected? 70% higher than the Social Security Administration was accounting for. What does that mean? Again, how could this be a big deal? $39 extra per check for the average retiree. Okay, so let's have fun. Let's play with a calculator, shall we? 62 million Americans receiving Social Security. That's an extra $2.4 billion per month. $29 billion per year. Social Security is already underfunded by $50 trillion. And that's the government's estimates. Social Security has told us that they're going to be out of money by 2034. But wait a sec. That was what they told us before. Then they just adjusted the cost of living. So, again, you've got to factor that in. All future cost of living adjustments will compound on top of 2019's increase. So even if they go back to 1.66%, the extra $29 billion is included in the base for future calculations. Do you really think Social Security is going to last to 2034? Last year they told us it was going to last until 2035. Oh, yeah. Before that, they told us it was going to last until 2040. After Congress passed Social Security reforms in 1983, they told us it was going to last for 75 years until 2058. Guess what? They were wrong again. If this was a Social Security drinking game where you had to take a drink every single time they were wrong, we'd be hammered. In 2006, they expected the U.S. birth rate, the number of babies that each woman is expected to have in her lifetime, to be 2.01 by 2020. Wrong. It's already down to 1.8, meaning less kids, less people paying into Social Security. Right now, Social Security depends on a ratio of 3 workers to support each retiree. There are 2.8 workers paying into Social Security for every beneficiary collecting. Social Security estimates that this will fall to 2 workers by 2030. Right. You think that estimate will be right? What does this mean? What does this mean? You can pretend. You can pretend that there's nothing to see here. Nothing's going wrong. But there is. There is. Social Security Administration has been wrong on just about every projection that they've made, every estimate that they've made. Are you ready? Well, we'll talk about this. Take a quick break right here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Watchdog on Wall Street. I know this is review for a lot of our clients because we've been warning people about this for decades now. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a...
At Budget Blinds, caring is in our DNA. It's the way we do business every day. It starts with exceptional customer service, a process that is centered around you. We listen to you, take the time to find out about your needs, then guide you through a beautiful selection of custom window coverings to find the very best options for you. Our commitment to caring continues throughout our local neighborhoods. We care for our homes and our communities. Budget Blinds supports so many different causes all across North America. We're your local neighborhood experts. We live and work right next to you, and we do it all for you. If that's the kind of personal service you've been waiting for, call and see for yourself. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or find us online at budgetblinds.com. While you're there, find out more about the Budget Blinds commitment to giving back at #BudgetBlindsCares. Each franchise independently owned and operated. Ask for details.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, you can ignore me all you want, but we've been right. We called it, dot-com blow-ups, Enron, financial, we've been right. Don't doubt me. We were warning people decades ago about Social Security, and it doesn't make me a genius. It doesn't. I just choose not to be like the rest of the sheep out there and put my, that's not a sheep, that's an ostrich, put my head in the sand and ignore it. The numbers don't add up. And what we've been telling our clients is to pretend like it doesn't exist. You might not like this, okay? I don't. Hey, you think I like, especially being a business owner, all the business owners out there, so got to pay the extra money in for your FICA tax. It's a racket. It's my taxes on your payroll. It goes to your Social Security and Medicare. No, it doesn't. It goes to somebody else's Social Security and Medicare. There's no account for you. The money goes to the U.S. Treasury. It goes to the same place where Trump collects his tariffs, where our income taxes go, the same place. And then the Treasury sends off checks to people that are collecting Social Security now. So all you people out there, you know what? You should, hey, next time you see one of us Gen Xers going around, buy us a drink. Say thank you. Thank you for paying for my Social Security. I know you're not going to get it, but, you know, we do appreciate it. That's all we ask. A little thank you. I know, I always tick senior citizens off when I mention that. Guys, we're not getting it. Nah, it's not possible. So you prepare. It is what it is. My wife hates it. She despises it when I say that. It is what it is. We talk about dealing with the terrain. Let me give you an example. We have lots of get-togethers at our house. We like to entertain families over, kids, friends, all sorts of stuff. Oh, we got a barbecue planned in the summertime, and guess what? It's going to rain. Oh, no, my wife is getting upset. What are we going to do? I'm not the slightest bit worried about it. She's like, aren't you getting, no, why are you upset? What? It is what it is, hon. Don't say that. It is what it is. Why am I going to worry about something I have no control over? Why? It makes no sense. So I'm not. So what we've been doing for the past several decades is telling our clients to deal with it. Expect not to get it. If you do receive Social Security, congratulations. Bonus. So yeah, do you have to be sticking away more? Maybe you might have to put off retirement a little bit longer. That's okay. It is what it is. It's not the end of the world. There's no magical way around this. I've been ranting and raving about this for years. The people in Washington, D.C., the current politicians, they don't care. They're not going to be in office when things get nuts. Democrats and Republicans, they're going to ignore this. Again, people, it's the terrain. As long as you're prepared for it, it's all right. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is a good place you might want to start to get prepared and actually get your financial plan done the right way. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com and our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I haven't heard The Doors in a while. Welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Nice tune. Anyway. I'm sorry. I've been doing this a long time. And people actually email, especially new listeners on the program. They're like, Chris, you got these stories, these terrible stories, these things that are happening and financial ripoffs and scams, and you laugh. What do you want me? I've been doing this for so long. And these things, these headlines that I read and I see, I'm like, well, yeah. This doesn't surprise me. Here was a story from this past week. Deutsche Bank. Deutsche Bank offices searched in money laundering probe. Prosecutors say the investigation focuses on two Deutsche Bank employees as well as other unidentified company officials. Uh-huh. What do you think these big banks do? Huh? What do you think they do? What do you think they're capable of doing? They're pretty much omnipotent. Of course they launder money. Duh. That's what they do. We We told a story here on the program, HSBC building extra large teller windows in Mexico so the drug cartels could put the duffel bags of cash through the window. It's like right out of Scarface, for crying out loud. What do you think these big banks do? You see, you know how much money is sloshing around the globe? When we drop off pallets of cash in Afghanistan to pay people off, that eventually makes its way back into the banking system. Yasser Arafat was a billionaire. Do you think he carried it around in cash? No, he sent it off to Europe, for crying out loud. Hugo Chavez's daughter is a billionaire. The people in Venezuela are starving, but Hugo Chavez's daughter is a billionaire. You have any idea how much wealth is sloshing around the globe? These big banks handle that. That's what they do. Jeez, 2 weeks ago here on the program, we were talking about Goldman Sachs and the Malaysia Development Fund and the money laundering that was taking place there. And they can do whatever they want. They're too big to fail. They're too big to fail. We, the people, allowed that to happen. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did. We continue to do business with these big banks. You continue to allow them to manage your money. Why? Why? I've talked about this before here on the program. I go to downtown New York. I know where all their headquarters are, and they got these gigantor American flags flying out front. That's a crock. They don't give a damn about the United States. They don't. No concern. The guy's got enough money. They don't care if he's some drug dealer or he's some fentanyl dealer from China trying to move fentanyl here in the United States. They don't care. I had a story this past week talking about all of the real estate being bought up by fentanyl dealers in Vancouver, Canada. What, do you think they paid cash? Do you think they walked in, they paid cash for all of those homes? Or did they funnel it through the banking system? There's a whole different world out there, people, that I, for years, have been trying to get across to you. We call it our watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil. You've got big business. Big, big business. U.S. Chamber of Commerce stuff. Too big to fail banks in particular. Part of that. Now a lot of the social media companies. Huge. Unstoppable behemoths. You've got them. You've got politicians and you've got the media. They're working hand in hand to help each other. You are not a member of that club. You're not. You're not a member of that club. You're not a member of that group. You never will be. Okay? Nor would I want to be, quite honestly. And I could have weaseled my way in. I call it the Bushwood Country Club. I could have been a member of the Bushwood Country Club. I just don't like guys like Judge Smales and Dr. Beeper. I'm sorry, I don't. No desire. Not my cup of tea. Not my type of people. But when I see stories like this, and we get them time and time again, what did you think was going to happen? Yeah, I was reminded of this past week with this story. This is going back before I had the radio show. This is in the 1990s when there was all the talk about the creation of these big banks and they're going to repeal Glass-Steagall. And I started watching and I was irate. I was doing guest appearances on countless radio shows, programs around the country. I said, this is an affront. Swiss banks stepping into the United States and starting to buy off American banks. Remember, it was just first Boston, then it became Credit Suisse, first Boston. Remember Payne Weber? Who bought Payne Weber? UBS. Coming in and buying up all of these American institutions. I was livid. At that very same time, they were uncovering how these very same, these same Swiss banks over in Switzerland were denying the families of Holocaust victims their assets, their money. They were shredding documents in the basement. They were demanding death certificates of people that were killed in concentration camps. And I'm saying to myself, oh, so you're going to allow these banks to come here in the United States and buy up American banks? They did. And that's the culture in downtown New York. You want to deal with it? That's your choice. But now you know. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The world became a better place because George Bush occupied the White House. He was not considered a skilled speaker, but his deeds were quite eloquent.
Former Secretary of State James Baker fondly recalling former President George H.W. Bush today at a funeral service in Houston. The former 41st President of the United States is currently aboard a train heading to College Station, Texas, where he will be laid to rest next to his wife, Barbara. Search and rescue efforts continue off the coast of Japan where two U.S. Marine Corps aircraft collided. U.S. Ambassador William Hagerty learned about the crash during an event in Japan.
My heart goes out to the families and the colleagues of the Marines that are involved in this tragedy.
The House and Senate passed a government funding bill to avert a partial government shutdown for at least another 2 weeks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
In advance of Friday's release of the government's jobs report, another such report falls short of expectations. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
The report on private sector job creation from ADP and Moody's Analytics says there were about 179,000 new jobs created last month. That 179,000 is down from the 225,000 in October and below the prior monthly average of 203,000 that's been seen for several years. The gains were primarily in medium-sized businesses and were exclusively in the services providing sector.
Adults 21 and older can now have as much as 2.5 ounces on them and as much as 10 ounces locked up in their homes. It is worth noting, though, that you can still be fired from your job for a positive drug test. And in Thursday night football, the Tennessee Titans, they're hoping to keep their slim playoff hopes alive as they face the Jacksonville Jaguars. That game kicks off just after 8 o'clock Eastern time. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Habits expert and New York Times best-selling author James Clear says one of the keys to a successful morning is finding a sacred space to prioritize your day. Clear is author of Atomic Habits, an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. He was on CBS This Morning and talks about some of the things that can be done to help you have a good morning routine.
You know, there is no one morning routine, right, that like successful people follow. It could involve meditation, it could involve exercise, it could